This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Good day, and welcome to our Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to the story list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Talkers.com is the website. You can see the list, the charts there. You can also see them listed at djvshow.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, is here to go through the stories, as he traditionally does on the program, and the people list as well. And we'll take some extrapolated stories and conversations about some of these things. And as we do, we magnify sometimes the focus on these things, because we're about talk radio. So we'll talk about the issues, we'll talk about the hosts, that sort of thing. So I guess we'll start with our normal listing of these things, Michael, huh?
Yes, we are the extrapolators. So the extrapolation shall begin.
That sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The Expendables replaced by the extrapolators.
Extrapolators, yeah, that's a great word, extrapolate.
It is.
But it's been a crazy week. It sounds cliched, a crazy week, but this has been a crazy week among
Remember
crazy
the old
weeks.
Song that came out, Bomb, 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 Iraq, Bomb, Bomb. Remember that song? In 2003.
Yes.
Well, now we're going to change
vaguely.
That.
Occasionally, we play it at our dances, but
yes, really. So now it's bomb, 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 Afghanistan. No, it doesn't quite work that way.
No, I don't think so. We had many opportunities to bomb Afghanistan. Yeah, let's go back in there and teach these people a lesson.
Again. Yeah,
I mean, I love the way we're going to get you for that as we leave.
Yeah, right.
Talk about vicious
how do these
cycle.
How do these people get into these positions of power? The naivete, is it just too much to do? I give Biden a pass or all of them a pass, because I've said many times over the years that I ought to have two presidents, a president that's a domestic handler of issues and the international president, or one who's a PR person and somebody else who's an administrator. Yeah, but did one person...
No, I don't know if that would work. I think you're on the right track. I think what we need is a president who is a synthesizer of various levels of expertise, surrounds him or herself with really good people, have right. the best generals possible, have the best cabinet members as possible, have experts, and then knows how to take advice and put it all together in a way that reflects the interests of the average citizen. I think that's what what's necessary.
Well, that sounds just like Gavin Newsom. Not. Right?
Gavin Newsom. And talk about a system that is just somebody pulled that out of their you-know-what.
Yep.
The system in California for picking a new governor is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane. But let's get on with the stories. At number 10, we have names. We have Charlie Watts. He died. And our dear friend Phil Valentine of talk radio fame, he died as well. And we have celebrities in the news, different people of fame having defaming activity. At number 9, we have U.S.-China-Russia relations tied with the Havana syndrome and Harris's trip postponed temporarily in getting into Vietnam because of the Havana syndrome at the U.S. Embassy. What a story that is. The New York gubernatorial transition took place. That's number 8. Number 7, we have the wildfires, climate change, floods, and pretty bad air as a result of that. I mean, on the East Coast, we have particles in the air from the West Coast.
Yeah, so it's lovely, huh?
So it just shows you how small the Earth is and how delicate our atmosphere is. At number 6, immigration reform and race relations tied at number 6. At number 5, we have a bunch of ties, all economic, the economy, the infrastructure bill, supply chain issues, which is something I know you know about, and inflation fears. At number 4, we have the aforementioned California recall crime and homelessness. Crime and homelessness are big topics in the California recall, but they also affect cities across America. And number three, the January 6th investigation grinds on, and that's tied with Trump election fraud claims. We can talk about that. And number two, COVID-19. And if it wasn't for Afghanistan, COVID-19 would be number one. The Delta variant, masks and mandates and madness. And at number one, the Afghanistan withdrawal chaos. That's the way we framed the title of that story. It's a big one. On the People Survey, we have porn star Ron Jeremy and singing star R. Kelly. Both are either indicted or in court. And number nine...
not for the same guys. Thing.
Yeah. Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine at number nine. Kathy Hochul at number eight. She's the new governor of New York, first woman governor. And she was inaugurated in the suffragette white outfit that a lot of today's female politicians wear at official events to show their solidarity and support of the suffragettes who fought for women's rights to vote, or women's right to vote back in the early 1900s.
I was expecting to see some signs pretty much put up. Women's lives matter. That's the next sign to go up. Yeah.
Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris at number seven. Number six, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder tied at number six. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, a couple of characters, at number five. Nancy Pelosi and Benny Thompson at number four.
Another couple of characters.
Anthony Blinken at number three. And Donald
almost
Trump too.
Like, if you said it fast, it sounded like Abe Lincoln.
Blinken. It sounds like a dirty word. Blinken.
No, Blinken, Winken, and Nod, aren't they?
Yeah, I was going to say that too, but I didn't want to date myself.
Oh, you leave it to me. Thanks.
I was playing a little game in my head, saying, I wonder
will
if
he
is going to go for
or
the...
Or won't he? Yes. Okay.
I'm serious.
You trapped me.
And as I said, Trump is at two and Biden's at one, and there are your two presidents.
Right. Just so they need to be. So if Larry Elder gets to be governor of California, could he run for president? Could he be our next president, Larry Elder?
Absolutely. Anybody could. Why didn't you run?
Well, I've actually thought about running for office on a number of occasions. Somebody, when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach, somebody tried, there was a congressman who died, and somebody tried to get me to run for Congress. At the time, I wasn't even a legal resident of Palm Beach. Well, actually, I think I was for a couple of years. Yeah, I could have run. Didn't think it was my calling. I'd rather do this than anything else. Could you do this if I were a congressperson? Could I do the radio program and be a congressperson at the same time?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it works. I mean, Larry Elder had to stop doing his talk show.
I'm not talking about when I was running, but actually when I'm in office. Could Larry go back to doing his, if he's governor, Larry could go back
in
to
a
doing
way,
his talk program, I think.
I mean, there are governors and mayors who do have regular slots on local talk stations to do report from the governor. I'm forgetting the name of the city. It's a city in Georgia, and I will tell you in a second as I look. Oh, Valdosta, Georgia.
Right.
Valdosta, Georgia is a small city of 60,000 people in Georgia near the Florida border. And a fellow by the name of Scott James Matheson has been an 18-year veteran of the local talk station, and he was inaugurated mayor a year and a half ago. And he's the mayor, and he's a talk show host in that community.
And would you believe this program is on that station?
That's great. And WBDQ, Talk 92.1. Hello to our friends in Valdosta.
Valdosta is right on the Florida border. I remember visiting there once, visiting the station, and it was very, it felt more, it didn't feel like Georgia, it didn't feel like Florida. It's a great agricultural area. It felt more like something in the lower Midwest, you know, in terms of how the rolling hills and great farms and stuff down there. So, yes, as was suggested by Michael, hello, Valdosta. We'll get to Charlie Watts in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, 18 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Charlie Watts. One of the great names. I know that when we think about him, we think about the Stones, think about the concerts, think about the albums, think about him being, sorry about my voice, my allergies are once again getting the best of me. Anyway, so what do you remember about Charlie Watts as he played into, wasn't he the most stable member of the Stones?
I don't know what stable means. I mean, you have to say that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards have a degree of stability in as much as they're still performing in their late 70s.
Yeah, but the way they lived their lives earlier on, I think that's what I'm...
Well, I mean, maybe Charlie was a little bit wild back in the swinging 60s and 70s, too. But Charlie was a well-dressed man. He his main love was jazz drumming. He sort of did the Stones thing as a hobby.
Didn't he have a group, a trio or something that he traveled?
He played in different groups and different things, but you know, hey, he's a Rolling Season, you know, one of the almost original members of the Rolling Stones,
right?
All the way back to the beginning. That you know, you can't climb out from under that.
And
he was, from a musical standpoint, as we look back at the rock era with more objectivity, mm-hmm. we realize that people like Charlie Watts and Ringo Starr, although overlooked in terms of the limelight, were incredibly great drummers.
Yeah. Right. Well, would you say Mick Fleetwood is as well?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt,
yeah,
Mick Fleetwood. To be the drummer of a major, major iconic rock band, you got to have your act together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Got to know how to keep it together, too. All right, we talk about Phil Valentine up next here, 21 after the hour.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour. For those of you interested in time and temperature, there it is. I don't know what the temperature is. It probably isn't important because when you're listening to this, the temperature could be almost anything. One of the things, number seven this week, we've had a continuing focus on the climate and the wildfires. Have you two, you do a lot of, interviewing of people. Have you talked to anybody who has been on the radio in the area where there are wildfires? I was thinking out in Santa Cruz and some of those areas.
But, yeah, they obviously see it as a great opportunity to serve the community. And you mentioned Santa Cruz, our good friends over at KSCO Radio.
Yeah.
And Michael's World.
Carry this program, too.
They carry this program, and it's one of my favorite stations. I do a lot of shows there for the fun of it. When I have new ideas, I do shows there, and I'm often a guest. And I just had a long friendship with the radio station. It's a wonderful station. And they are very active in responding to disasters, which they have plenty of in Central Coast California, and do a good job of it.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of talk radio, talk hosts, I have some audio here of an interview you did with Phil Valentine, which actually shows up on talkers.com, and it's the MH interview this week. And I thought we'd listen to a little of it, talk about Phil and what has happened as a result of the focus on him, because it was, as you've suggested here in the list, national news. It was a national attention because Phil was so unabashedly anti-vaccine, and then he said he wished he had the shots, obviously, and he passed away this week, been on a ventilator for what about 2-3 weeks, I think, before he passed away. But he was a rugged, wouldn't you say he was a rugged, strong guy, physically?
Well, he seemed to be. He seemed to be a healthy 61. One of the interesting things about that interview, I don't know what part you're playing, but toward the end of the interview, he and I talk about, you know, one of my catchphrases, that's one of my themes, and that is seeking victory at the expense of truth. Mm-hmm. He talked about how important it is, no matter how vehement you are about an issue, that if you suddenly realize you're wrong, say you're wrong and change your position. Don't beat it to death out of fear of being wrong. And that's how he wound up ending his life.
It is,
he lived
right.
He, you know, so. But,
all right. Here's some of Michael from the MH interview that he did with Phil Valentine.
Relatability. And to me, that's always been the key. And no matter what radio you're doing, whether it's music radio or talk radio or whatever, is to be able to relate to your audience, connect with them. They feel like You know, they call me Uncle Phil on the radio. It's hilarious. I don't even know where this started, but, you know, we just go with it. Oh, Uncle Phil, this, so, but people feel like I'm their, you know, their uncle that they can sit around and talk to. So you connect with folks. So I wanted to lay that out for other talk show hosts to realize that whether you love him or hate him, you can learn from President Trump.
Love him. Yeah, that's an interesting. That is very. That's it. When did you do that interview? Was that last?
Did it in May of 2017. Trump was president for about 5 months, 4 months, mm-hmm. whatever.
Did he always work in that market? I only knew him because he'd been in Nashville for a long time. That's how I.
Ironically, he was born in Nashville, North Carolina, the son of a six-term Democratic congressman, and he worked in different parts of the country, including Philadelphia. But most of his career, most of it was in Nashville.
Right. And is that because he fit there better? Do you think his style was better?
No, it just happenstance. He happened to, you know, he got traction there and wound up developing and investing in a relationship
with people. Isn't that interesting when you think about it? Sometimes people get traction, even if they're not local, from the community. They fit in. Although, wouldn't you say usually the people who get traction are the locals? When it comes to talk radio,
that's an interesting question. That there's different answers, and let's talk about it after the break. It's an interesting insight.
All right. Well, thank heavens we have a few of those from time to time. Interesting insights on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit, and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul is warning not to travel to the airport there. They're saying that more attacks are highly probable and that all Americans should leave the country as soon as possible. On Thursday, there was a suicide bombing at the airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. President Biden said the mission there now is very dangerous.
Come with a significant loss of American personnel. But it's a worthy mission because they continue to evacuate folks out of that region, out of the airport.
Around 170 people were killed in the attack, and dozens more were hurt. The attack was carried out by an offshoot of the Islamic State called the Islamic State Khorasan Province. They claimed responsibility for the attack. The final troop withdrawal in Afghanistan is set for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane warnings are out for most of the Gulf Coast as Ida, which is now a Category 1 storm, is expected to strengthen. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the hurricane is rapidly intensifying and may hit the state as a Category 4 hurricane. Winds when the hurricane hits on Sunday afternoon may be as high as 140 miles per hour. Evacuations were ordered for several southern areas in the state, including those who live in New Orleans, outside the levee system. The governor says by Saturday night at the latest,
You need to be where you intend to ride out the storm, and you need to be postured as you would want to be as that storm approaches you.
He said he spoke to President Biden, who has already approved a pre-landfall emergency declaration. Louisiana state health officials are now urging people to find somewhere to shelter where they can be safe and not to be out on the roads, as hospitals now are overflowing with COVID-19 patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back to our countdown, the invoice. Where'd that come from? The list from Talkers Magazine. I'm not talking about what I was just doing. I think I got distracted here. Yeah. Okay. The list, the charts for the week of August 23rd to the 27th. You know what's really amazing? That we are in, it seemed like it was minutes ago we were in April, and now we're in August. And it'll be September, people going back to school, work cranked up full steam ahead for a few months until they use Christmas and the holidays as an excuse for not getting anything done. Yeah, but it really is pretty amazing as to where we are and how time does fly. That's a great conversation in and of itself. So
it's a great conversation. But 2020 and 21 are sort of like 1 year.
Yeah.
The new era of, the 20s.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Big blip. Okay, we were talking about Phil Valentine and then some insight into the essence of what, who makes it and why they make it in whatever market they may be in. I'm still thinking back. The longest I was on a local station was 13 years in my own hometown. And maybe it was because I knew everything that was going on in town. People listened to me to find out what was going on in town or what was my latest escapade. How did I get into trouble? Because the local editor of the local newspaper didn't like me and I didn't like him. And it was back and forth and back and forth all the time about the issues, his point of view on them, my point of view on them. And I suppose that's what makes for, he was great promo for me because it was always in the, at least once a week, he'd have some article in there about what I said and how stupid I was for having, or how wrong I was. So people read the newspaper, well, what's Stefan talking about? Okay, I guess I'll go listen to him on the radio. And isn't that, in a sense, the highest form of flattery is to have people talking about you. I suppose it is, anyway.
Well, in radio, getting somebody to listen is not the same as getting somebody to vote for you. To get elected, you have to be liked by everybody or be the least of all the evils.
Or have a name that's
radio,
recognizable.
You can develop a very, very, very strong career being hated. And there are people that love to hate somebody.
Joe Pine. Wasn't that a good... You may have been one of the first ones to be
Pine,
like
Joe Pine, definitely.
Yeah.
When I was on the radio for 11 years in Los Angeles, I had a feud going with a local Joe Pine light, a guy that was similar to Joe Pine. His name was Wally George.
Oh, my God! Wally George, yeah, he's fabulous.
Wally George used to do a show on a local TV station in Orange County.
Crazy.
Where it was crazy right-wing, right-wing with people. It looked like a MAGA rally on steroids.
And he was Rebecca De Mornay's father.
Uh-huh,
remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, and this went. This was when it was really unusual to see such a thing. And I was the program director of the big hippie rock radio station, and playing sinful Satan music. and he would come on my show, and I would go on his show, and we would fight it out and scream at each other, and then have dinner together. And we were the best of friends.
Right.
It was a hell of a
shit. I can remember seeing the guy, tall, thin guy. Wally George, good God.
What memories. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he's alive anymore.
I think he went to CRN for a while. That's where all talk show hosts go to die.
Oh, my gosh.
I say that lovingly, and my friends know that. But, he was there for a while, I'm pretty sure. But he was really very entertaining. And I don't even... Do you think he knew he was entertaining, really and truly? The guys like that, they're just themselves, kind of. Did he know... who he was and what he was doing, really?
Well, he and I walked the line between being enemies and colluding in that enemy ship for our mutual benefit.
Right.
We never fully ever admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just unspoken. But we generated so much interest that we had a full page on us in the L.A. Times.
Really?
Well, I staged. It was, you got to remember, it was a different time. Radio was entertainment in those days.
Yeah.
So you could create reality show kind of drama. I staged on the air an actual physical fight between us where we were throwing each other through the plate glass windows.
Did you really?
I had crashing glass.
You know
and
the story.
And the paper picked up on it that it was real. And I was saying to everybody, no, it's a show.
It was silly. Yeah, but that's how you get the Cincinnati Inquirer. Never quite. They were aligned with WLW. There were two talk stations in Cincinnati. When I was there, I was on one. LW was the other one, and so we used to have. I had relations with a lot of the people in town because I wanted to get people to come, and I had Jerry Springer on with me every Friday afternoon. He had been the mayor of Cincinnati, and then he became the news anchor. He and Nick Clooney were battling it out for ratings at 6 and 11 on the local stations in Cincinnati.
Nick Clooney, is that George Clooney's father?
Yeah. He was the nighttime anchor for 34 years or something on that station in Cincinnati. That was when the anchor stayed forever. And everybody knew who they were, and he got paid a lot of money for being in Cincinnati. He didn't ever want to go anywhere else.
He was Clooney's brother.
Yeah. That's what Nick, I mean, George Clooney grew up in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so I had, one day, Jerry Springer, the producer, had talked to him about something. I don't know. He wanted to come plug his nightly news, so... We started with one Friday afternoon, and it became a thing. Every Friday afternoon, he'd come over to the station, and he'd spend an hour talking about what was going on in Cincinnati. And there was a beer hall that was opening up in Cincinnati at the time. This was the late 80s. And they asked us to be the show for the opening night. And we were to do a karaoke tune. And he chose Ebony and Ivory. I didn't. I don't know. Maybe the guy at the... You can take it from there. Could we get away with that today? No.
No, you can't get away today with any of the stuff that we used to do or that people did, not just we. There is the only ones who get away with that type of behavior nowadays is not radio personalities, but politicians.
Yeah.
We now have shock politicians and radio personalities who are very staid.
Green. What's her name? Marilyn Green... What's her name?
Well, you screwed with my head when you couldn't remember her name. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You can make a person forget something by forgetting it and then saying, I can't remember it. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene is an example of a shock a shock congresswoman.
Yeah. Right.
This all started with Donald Trump. Donald Trump became president utilizing the tactics that radio personalities used back in the 80s and 90s.
Right, exactly. Well, he started when he was on The Apprentice. That's right. He pulled all that stuff. He was a TV guy. That's all he was. He wanted to be a television host.
He was a performer at the WWE.
Right.
He's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He shaved Vince McMahon's head at the end.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
they're rolling around on the floor.
The president, that's my Trump. All right, let's talk about Larry Elder for a minute. Number six on the people list is Larry, and his running for governor. He actually, you and I were talking about this, I think, off the air. Maybe we've talked about it on the air, too, how fakakta, I think, is the word you use. I think we can say that on the radio. The election system is in California, where you can get rid of a guy like Newsom. And remember the guy before, what was the guy's name that
Gray Davis.
Davis, that's right, too.
I knew Gray Davis personally. I knew him back when Jerry Brown was governor, and I was on the air at KMET, and I'd have Gray Davis, who was Jerry Brown's young assistant.
Yeah.
And he would come on the air all the time with me, and we'd hang out, and he was like a cool guy. And then I met him briefly when he was governor, hadn't seen him in years, and he was like, oh, yes, I remember you, Mike.
Right.
He became this stiff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember when Jerry Brown was doing a talk radio program, he used to come to our events.
Oh,
he came three,
he used
four,
to call
five
me at 2 in the morning asking for advice about
oh,
why
yeah,
we can't reinstall
the
fairness
doctrine.
Oh, yeah,
me too. You did that with you too? Oh, yeah.
And he'd keep me on the phone until I said what he wanted me to say.
Yeah,
he'd ask advice, and if you gave him advice and he didn't agree with it, he'd argue with you.
Yeah.
He'd argue with you and beat you. Finally, I'd go, you're right, okay, go to sleep. Yeah. It's 3 a.m., you nut. Jerry.
Ralph Nader was like that. You interviewed Ralph Nader recently.
Ralph Nader and I do it every 3 years for the last 250 years we do an interview.
Yeah.
And we wrestle with each other to the ground.
Yeah. All right. Larry Elder is running for governor, well-known talk radio host. He's becoming, he had a nationally syndicated program, but don't you think his profile is broadened tremendously since he got into this thing with Newsom?
It's broadened tremendously since he's the number one poll-getting candidate to replace Newsom.
Yeah. So could he keep... I asked the ladies earlier on the DJV show, could he keep... could he stay on the air? He's governor. Could he still do a daily show as governor after he
probably
got elected? Yeah.
Probably.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be interesting... I like Larry a lot. I always like Larry. He's got some interesting viewpoints, and he's happy to be different than everybody else, which is kind of cool. I don't even know. You interviewed him, right, for the MH interview?
Three times.
Okay. But not while he's running for governor.
Not while he's running, but I've been excerpting conversations with him for my other broadcasts because it lays out where he stands on everything, unencumbered by any political.
But was it expected? Could you see in the tea leaves that he would run for governor?
No.
In this circumstance.
Never thought it would happen. And when he did, I thought it was a mistake. I thought, ugh, he's going to be taken off the air now and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing far better than anybody expected.
Yep, he's smart. He's a smart cookie. All right, we'll talk a little more about him. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 45 after, on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess. Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here reviewing the folks that are connected to the top 10 stories, in case you didn't know their names, et cetera, et cetera. Ron Jeremy, the porn star, is at number 10. He was indicted, what, on 30 counts, I think, of rape and, number 9, tie between Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine for obvious reasons, both of them passing this week. Kathy Hochul, or Hochul, formerly Lieutenant Governor of New York, now new governor there. Kamala Harris, number 7, the vice president. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder, both running to be governor. Newsom to stay, Larry to become governor. Number 5, Sidney Powell. Number 4, Pelosi. Number 3, Antony Blinken. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. Joe's not looking as good as I'm sure his handlers would like him to look. And that's one of the things people get into when they're talking about him this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the top stories. I like to do them in order backwards from 10 to number 1, just so there is an official link, if you will, to all the conversation, which sometimes takes a variable turn. At number 10 this week, the passing of Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine, the talk radio host. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, the gubernatorial transition in New York. Number 7, the weather and the wildfires out west. Immigration problems, number 6. The economy, number 5. And number 4 is the California recall. Number 3, the investigation of what happened in Washington, January the 6th. Number 2, no surprise here, COVID, the variant, masks, mandates, all that relatable conversation. And number 1, what in the heck is going on in the chaos with the withdrawal from Afghanistan? Everybody is talking about that on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so Michael, essence of the MH interview, yeah, it was Phil Valentine. So when can we expect Larry Elder to be on the MH interview? You're going to put some stuff together? Is that
well,
something
I think we've had enough of Larry Elder on it.
Okay.
Over you know, with the race relations. I had one MH interview where I had him and Joe Madison together.
Right.
I've been extracting him for other shows that I do.
Right. Yeah.
But
now Madison is on Sirius. Yeah, MHinterview.com. I wonder if that would be interesting to see if Madison would run for office. That would be interesting.
He certainly is more likely.
Yeah. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every once in a while I have an opportunity to do a top 10 list of something that has meaning to all of us, things that are part of our everyday lexicon, I guess. And so I thought I would take a moment or two to go through the top 10 movies of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes. Now, when you say all time, how long? Movies, what, 100 years or so ago? AMC celebrating its 100th anniversary. They had the first movie theater. In the 20s, there were no talkies. So we go back to the roaring 20s, and that's when this stuff really all got started. But the list is more a function of most of the movies that go back from the 30s forward. So, honorable mention, because there are two Godfather movies, I'm giving that away a little bit. Pulp Fiction, kind of tied with The Godfather Part II as the 10th and, I guess, 11th most popular movies, and they're both kind of mob movies, I guess, aren't they? Certainly with Pulp Fiction, a couple of mob hitmen, but there's a boxer and a gangster and his wife in it, and bandits all, it's kind of all intertwined, very violent, not my cup of tea. Same with The Godfather, the career of Vito Corleone in the 1920s, and his son involved in that, Francis Ford Coppola, and Al Pacino teaming up together. Well, it was all those stars that all worked together, all the Italians, Pacino, De Niro, Robert Duvall, great in that, Diane Keaton has a role in The Godfather Part II, which came out in 1974. On the list, top 10 movies of all time, number 9, according to Rotten Tomatoes, The Dark Knight, that came out in 2008. The Joker was in that one. Batman and Christopher Nolan directed it. Christian Bale was in it with Heath Ledger. Aaron Eckhart was also, and Michael Caine, in that version. At number 8, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. I never got into The Lord of the Rings, Frank. I can't speak with authority as to what people say. That's kind of un-American. Well, I know Peter Jackson directed it, and I know Elijah Wood starred in it, along with Viggo Mortensen and Ian McKellen. So, and Orlando Bloom was in that, too. That version. All right, that was number 8. Number 7 on the list of the best movies of all time, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Who could not remember, who hasn't seen Luke Skywalker with Darth Vader on that one? Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Billy Dee Williams in that one. Prime viewership, big deal. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, made 1966, number 6. On the list of the best movies of all time, certainly Sergio Leone, the spaghetti western director, put Clint Eastwood out, along with Eli Wallach, who played a fabulous bad guy, and Lee Van Cleef, who is in more westerns than you could count. All of that, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Number 5, Schindler's List. Great movie, 1993. Great drama. The German story of Oskar Schindler, starring Liam Neeson, Ralph Fiennes, Ben Kingsley was great in it. Steven Spielberg put that one together, black and white movie. Number 4 on the list of the top 10, Angry Men. I don't remember this one so much. It was Sidney Lumet directing Henry Fonda and Lee J. Cobb. Martin Balsam was a big star then. This movie was, I remember seeing it. It was all about the jury and it was now that I'm sort of going back into it, engaging my mind, it was a pretty compelling movie. As was Citizen Kane, according to Rotten Tomatoes, the third most popular or best movie of all time. Not necessarily that they go hand in hand. So Citizen Kane with Orson Welles, Joseph Cotten, who was a big star at the time, Dorothy Agnes Moorehead was also in it as well. Quite an Orson Welles flick, really was. He directed and starred in it, number 3. Number 2 on the list, I mentioned The Godfather before. Godfather, the first one in 1972 with Marlon Brando and Al Pacino. James Caan was in that as well with Diane Keaton. The organized crime dynasty begins. So that was big. According to Rotten Tomatoes, the best movie ever made was The Shawshank Redemption. How many of you agree with that? The story of these two guys, Tim Robbins playing and Morgan Freeman. It's a very compelling movie about these two guys in prison, their relationship, and made in 1994. That, according to Rotten Tomatoes, was the biggest, the most important movie of all time. So you can agree or disagree. Just another list. We got lots of them every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.